Chase Willie and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Caroline Fenton, Joe Dubin hanging out here at St. Thomas Sportsplex. A little bit of a tussle.
Yeah, trying to figure out what happened.
Trying to figure out what happened. We just saw a big, massive huddle. Everyone all going together, whistles blowing, Mike Vrabel pulling people apart. Now, it looks like
They separated.
Are they? They're each in their own individual huddles.
Yes.
Don't know what happened there. Don't know what started it. Didn't see who was in it. But a little bit of a tussle there.
Between the Bucks and the Titans. Whenever they fight, from my years of experience covering this team, I always try to find LaJuan first.
That's probably fair.
And then so I'm not. I'm trying to still locate where he is. He's just still back in the fray a little bit here, being talked. I don't know. So I don't know what happened. It'll all come out what happened, and they'll just Vrabel will say it's just football and things that have happened, but. I think that's it. I think they're done with practice, as it looks like, right?
Are they done?
Place going in.
I guess no ending to a practice, quite like a.
TD just tweeted and said it was Jeffrey Simmons and Leonard Fournette that started it.
Ooh. Lenny.
Oh, Leonard, why would you do
pre-season
that?
Preseason Lenny. Ooh. Here comes our guy. What are we doing?
Armani Hooker's coming over right now. They ain't wasting their time.
All right, so we'll chat with Titan safety Armani Hooker coming up in just a bit. But also the biggest news of the day, Deshaun Watson's suspension has been official. He's been suspended for 11 games with a $5 million fine. We'll break down all of that. We'll break down our thoughts on it as well. But coming up now, Armani Hooker joins the show. Appreciate you joining. But first and foremost, the defense going up against the Tampa Bay 2s and 3s this week. Kind of your thoughts on that whenever you heard that Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, Russell Gage, Tom Brady, that they wouldn't be making the trip here. How did you yourself and you as a defense feel about that?
You know, we just wanted to make sure that we kept our standard what it is and kept it high. Mm-hmm. No matter who was out there, we're going to play full speed. We're going to be on top of everything and make sure we're, you know, just tight on our details.
How did you feel about the defense today in practice and your performance in practice today as well?
I think we had another good day. You know, we've been stacking days. That was something that we wanted to put emphasis on, is making sure that, you know, if we had a good day, we want to come back and have another one. And I felt great energy out here. We, you know, we were in the open field yesterday, but now we're in the red zone today, and I think we did a great job.
Armani, what happened out here? Can you tell us what happened just now?
You know, a little competitive guys, you know, getting into it, you know. That's something that we expect, but obviously, you know, we don't want no, you know, fights or nothing breaking out like that. But
would you go against Jeffrey Simmons or something like that?
Honestly, I wouldn't. But if I had about 5-6 other guys with me, we might really have a chance.
Caroline made a point about these guys not being here. But last week, you find out Brady's not going to be here. A little disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, last year we went against Brady, and that was great work for us. So obviously, you know, we want to go against the best because they help prepare us for the season and prepare us for what we're going to see. But you know, Blaine was out here; he's giving us a great look, and you know, he did a good job as well.
We talked all week about you guys, these joint practices. And what you get out of it. What's the biggest thing you're taking away from now, these two completed joint practices with the Buccaneers?
You know, being able to see different looks, see different receivers instead of just going against, you know, Nick Westbrook, Austin Hooper, you know, seeing different guys, and then also, you know, having a bat. If we have any mistakes the day before, we can correct it and then come back the next day. And then also we have a game, so you'll be able to go against the guys that you're about to see and then, you know, hopefully be out there and give you the best chance to compete.
Titan safety Armani Hooker is with us. So training camp starting in, you know, mid-July. How do you feel the secondary has evolved from then to now?
Our knowledge of the game, you know, our knowledge of the defense, and guys is honing into what we're teaching, our techniques that we want to emphasize, you know, this offseason, and, you know, it showed. We have a lot of pass breakups. We got a lot of hands on some, you know, some footballs getting thrown. So, you know, back just details and basics in general.
So you mentioned going up against Nick Westbrook-Ikhine and Austin Hooper and all of this entire receiver room and all of the pass catchers. Who are some of the younger guys, maybe Westbrook-Ikhine? I know he's been on this team for a minute, but him and Racy McMath and Treylon Burke, some of these younger receivers, who have you seen kind of shine in the passing game as being someone who goes up against them in practice?
Kyle Phillips and Racy McMath. Kyle Phillips, Racy McMath. You know, they're both guys that, you know, Racy's been here for a year, but he's been huge improvements from last year and being able to be a deep threat and to catch passes that are coming his way. And then Kyle, you know, his first year being here, being able to not let hands get on him, being able to get open in space and make a lot of catches as well. So they've been doing a great job.
All right, your fourth year with the Titans. Tell me how you've evolved from year to year. Rookie, everything's been thrown at you. Then the second year, the COVID year. Last year was you still kind of get your bearings, everything. Mm-hmm. How much is everything kind of in focus for you now as opposed to, say, the last several years?
You know, the game's slowing down for me. You know, being able to, you know, see the game slower and then be able to move faster. And I feel like looking back my rookie year to now, it's a tremendous difference just from knowledge of the game, physical ability, and then the details. And for me, it's just, you know, honing in on the details of a play and the defensive coverage.
A lot's been brought up. I know you didn't see yesterday how great Ryan Tannehill was, but in practice, exactly the same? Have you noticed a different quarterback out here, or are you just the same guy who comes every day and gives 100%?
I mean, he's a guy who wants to win. He's a winner. I mean, you see that on the game day. You know, he's putting his body on the line, jumping for the goal line. You know, he's taking hits and delivering the pass over the middle. He's a guy that just comes out every day and is competing and trying to be great.
Titan safety Imani Hooker is with us. What grade would you give the defense as a whole for practice today?
Well, I'm gonna give it A for effort. I feel like I'm not sure exactly how everyone played, but you know, just from my perspective, guys are moving around, guys are communicating, and then guys are making plays. And that's all we can ask for.
The Titans defense last year was a top 10 in the NFL last year. The defense really was able to put the Titans in a great spot and a great position for the playoffs. How do you build upon that and take that next step in 2022?
It starts now. You know, it started with the start of camp. It started with OTAs, building that team chemistry, you know, building that ability to trust one another, that the guy next to you, and trust the man to your left and right, and make sure that we're all on the same page. And then, you know, when it comes down to the game, that we have a high standard.
All right, let me ask you this. So, all right, you guys had this morning 2-hour practice for the Buccaneers. All right, what's the rest of the day like for you? Because it's not like you take a shower and go home, right? I mean, what's the rest of the day like?
You know, shower up, get your treatment, get your lunch, and then, you know, we meet, watch film. Special teams watches film. And then position, we'll watch film about the practice we just had, make the corrections, we'll have a walkthrough, and then that day's over.
It just never ends, does it? But Iowa, same thing. I mean, you're used to this, right?
Yeah, I mean this high intensity, whether it's on the field or in the meeting room, so.
Definitely. You're looking forward to the game. I know practice is a lot of fun, another team, but Nissan Stadium, you haven't been there since January. I know it's a preseason game, but still, it's your home field, man. Yeah. Still, it's got to be a great feeling to get back over there.
No, it's going to be exciting. You know, hopefully a lot of fans come out, a lot of fans show out to the game. You know, it's a big chance to see a lot of young guys make a lot of plays, and I want to see a lot of guys make some hits as well.
Titan safety Imani Hooker is with us. Looking at the secondary as a whole, you look at Christian Fulton, you look at Caleb Farley, and also Roger McCreary, three guys who can really, you know, step up and make a big impact in that cornerback room. What are the things that you've noticed about those three guys and how they're able to contribute to the secondary?
You know, they're competitive guys. They're smart guys. You know, they take coaching and they compete. I mean, all we ask for is that you compete and that you're play aggressive, and they've been doing that this whole camp.
Have you noticed Caleb Farley's rehab on his back, on his knee, and being able to reacclimate himself to football?
I mean, I think he's done a great job. You know, during OTAs, you know, he was getting himself back in the rhythm, back in flow. You know, he still had a little gimp in his run, but now, I mean, he's running smooth. He's looking faster than I've seen him since he's been here. So, I mean, I'm just ready to see him go out there and play.
What do you love about Kevin Byard, being next to him out there? I mean, he's a guy that we know well here in Middle Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Didn't get to get invited to the combine. Mm-hmm. Clawed and scratched his way up to where he is. What makes him special in your eyes? I mean, you're with him every single day, Imani.
I mean, he just wants to be great. I mean, our expectation is, you know, to be the best, and that's the same he has, and you know, I learned that from him as well. And I mean, he just comes out here, his expectation for himself is no mistakes, no give up, no touchdowns. So, I mean, when he does that, when he lives up to that standard, I have to live up to that standard on my side.
Is it crazy that going into your fourth year here, you've been more time here than you were at Iowa?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy to think about. It doesn't seem like I've been here that long. It's been moving pretty fast, but no, it's been a nice run here.
That first year, I mean, you come in, you guys go to the AFC Championship game, and that was a crazy season because you guys were kind of average at the beginning, and then you get that great run and everything, and then you've been here all 3 years, you made the playoffs. I know it hasn't been what you guys wanted, but that's a lot of success, even though you haven't gone that deep the last 2 years, but still, you made the playoff. That doesn't happen to a lot of teams, Imani.
It definitely doesn't. I mean, I got a lot of friends that are on other teams, and they haven't been to it one time, and they've been in the league, you know, same amount of my time and more years than I have been, but I'm definitely fortunate, but you know, the goal is the Super Bowl, so you know, he's got to keep itching away and keep knocking them down.
And on that note about your leadership, again, Titan safety Imani Hooker is with us. You're entering year 4. Kevin Byard absolutely has been a very vocal leader for this team, for this defense, and also in your position group. How has he helped you, and how have you yourself kind of grown into this leadership role now that you're going into year 4?
Yeah, you know, he was here when I was a rookie, so you know, seeing him being a leader then, And just throughout my time being here, you know, it rubbed off on me. And Kenny Vaccaro being here as well, seeing how he led as well, you know, I just want to step into that role as, you know, the starting safety next to him. I didn't want any fall off. I want, you know, guys to be able to come to me as well and not just KB. So I wanted the more leaders we have on the team, the more guys are going to follow the players. And that's what runs the team.
And on the topic of leadership, what kind of leader is Ryan Tannehill?
You know, he's a vocal leader, and he shows it by, you know, the way he plays. And like I said, you know, he's willing to, you know, die for that, you know, third and three, fourth and three. He's willing to put his body on the line for the team. Like, guys see that. That gets us hype on defense. I know it gets the offense hype. And then he's in the locker room. You know, he's dapping everyone up, making sure everyone's ready to go pre-practice or post-practice as well.
Have you noticed him stepping up a little bit more this year, maybe than years past?
Yeah. I mean, I think he has. I mean, I think it's his confidence, you know, mm-hmm. confidence that this is his team and that, you know, he just has to take us to that Super Bowl.
I got to ask this. I mean, you see Jeffrey Simmons. I mean, does he do things that you're like, goodness, that I've just, this is not human?
Yeah, I mean, he does things. I'm glad I'm not an offensive lineman. I mean, the way he just tosses these grown men around and then put his foot in the down ground and run out, and he does a great job of just flying over to the ball. It's crazy.
It's got to make your job a little easier than knowing that pressure that these front three, front five guys get on a quarterback. I mean, that's the pressure, and they've got to get rid of that ball, and so you're not having to hold your coverage right for 15 seconds out there.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. I mean, the most they can do to disrupt the quarterback, the easier our job is, and our job is when they do throw it that we're on body and that, you know, we do make the plays on the balls, because that'll help out our defensive line.
Awesome, man.
Titan safety Imani Hooker is with us. Last one for you. What are your expectations for the season?
Super Bowl. I mean, anything less than that, yeah, we're gonna be sick about it. So, you know, our mentality is to get that ring.
All right. Thanks, Imani. Appreciate you for joining us.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, nice. Appreciate it, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Love and Titan safety, Imani Hooker. Love the attitude. Super Bowl or bust. Love it. Again, Titan safety, Imani Hooker, joining us on the program. Appreciate him for joining us. But coming up next, a little bit of breaking news. Deshaun Watson's suspension has been official by the NFL, so we'll break down our thoughts on that. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Caroline Fenton, Joe Dubin, in for Chase, Willie, and D-Mace. It's 1025-1063, The Game.